Hey, Rabbi Yisrael.
Tonight is a very, very unique event because each Thursday night in Yeshiva, we have a Mishmar. And the Mishmar that we have is one of the highlights of my week, and I know many of your week as well. It's just an opportunity to express from all the Seichel and the Chachma that we absorb during the week, it's a little bit of an opportunity to express the emotion and the kedusha and the singing and the avas chaverim that exists in yeshiva. And tonight was scheduled as well a alumni event. There's several alumni events going on, I understand. Nachi, is that right? In different cities and places, but one of the locations was here, and we decided to try to bring both together. And we, Nachi and I were talking, and I keep mentioning your name. Let me first thank you, Nachi, for everything that you do for the alumni. I'm trying to get over a certain awkwardness that I have, that I came into the yeshiva, and a lot of the Talmidim I got to know from the ground up, but the alumni, for me personally, was the scariest part, because it was the guys that went through yeshiva, and I'm looking at like, oh, he's the new guy, yeah, you know? So, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know, for me, it's like the final frontier is the alumni. So, Bezer Hashem will continue to work together, Lahagdol Torah L'Adir, and thank you for everything that you do. But in a way, it's a special moment because, first of all, at this point in the Zman, the Olam and Maishir, we were schmoozing today that, you know, sometimes you hear that a yeshiva gets weak at the end of his Zman. So it's, you know, Saif Zman. In our yeshiva, it really wasn't like that. Really what happened was that the semester ended. And traditionally, when the semester ended, it's voluntary to be here. So as I've discussed with several of the Rabbeim, how fortunate we are, how grateful we are to Hashem to be surrounded by Talmidim that try to stick it out even after that. And we're grateful for every single one that's here. And Chas V'Shalom, there's not to be Maitzi Laz or to have any taina whatsoever on those who went off to take care of the things that they need to take care of for the summer. Internships, jobs, etc., etc., spending time with family. So for us, the Saif Zman is like an interesting time where the yeshiva's a little bit emptier, but without the negativity, without the, Oyvei, what's happening here? It's without that. It's just the geshmak of those of us that are spending time together and the unique moment of being able to bridge together the Talmidim of the yeshiva and the alumni with Talmidim that are alumni. You know, like this guy sitting next to me here who graduated 2 years ago, and if I had to give him a mark on Shir today, he would get an A for some reason. I can't fully figure it out. He hasn't explained it to me. He's not unemployed to the best of my knowledge. But Baruch Hashem, Haidu Lashem. Also, it's not a small thing, and I'm very, very grateful to Ezra, to Shimon for helping us with the music. It adds a tremendous amount, and it's not something that we take lightly, Yashar Koyach. The Mefarshim, Chazal, those that were Mesader, the Tfilos, were very careful what they chose for us to say at each part of Tfilah. And there's a group of tefillahs that we say when we're taking out the Sefer Torah and bringing it to the Bima. And I want to focus tonight on a inyan about Matan Torah that brings to light, I believe, one sentence that we say when we take out the Sefer Torah. And we begin with a Mishnah in the third parak of Avos. The Mishnah says, Kol shem maisov merubim mechachmasai, chachmasai miskayemes. Someone whose actions is more than his wisdom will be established, will be niskayim, will stand the test of time. The kol shechachmasai meruba mimaisav, but if his wisdom is more than his actions, ein chachmasai miskayim, you can't count on his wisdom either. Now, the simple pshat here, if you look at a Mishnah, you see the Mefarshim say the simple pshat here is that someone whose actions are more than his wisdom is someone who is, let's say, not a Talmud Chacham. He's not connected with learning, but he does the best he can, and he does mitzvahs, and he davens. Perhaps he says Tehillim every day, and he tries to do chesed. And he's a person that has he has tremendous actions, even though he doesn't have so much chachma. What does it mean when it says Chachmasai Miskayemes? So the Tiferes Yisrael says it means watch out for him. Don't be so quick to knock the Chachm apart. When you find someone who's so erlich, who's so devoted, who's so have given himself over to the Ratzon Hashem, even if he does not have a connection to learning Torah, that connection can and often does come. And at a certain point, you'll meet the person and find that he's a formidable Talmud Chacham because of the power of his Ratzon and Avodas Hashem. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael says. However, Rabbeinu Yoina was not happy with that pshat. Rabbeinu Yoina asks, and he kind of looks at the Mishnah in a very literal sense. Rabbeinu Yoina says, Kol shechachmasai meruba mimaisav. I understand. The person has a lot of wisdom. He knows a lot of things about what Hashem wants, and he doesn't do all of them. That's chachmasai meruba mimaisav. But kol shemaisav meruba mechachmasai, his actions are more than his wisdom. How could a person's actions be more than his wisdom? How does he know what to do? It's a very literal looking at the Mishnah. How does it, if he takes a lulav, he must have the chachma of lulav. If he lights a Chanukah licht, he must have the chachma of Chanukah licht. It's impossible to do something that you don't know. If you don't know, you're not doing it. So, Frecht Rabbeinu Yoina asks, how do you have kol shemaisav merubin mechachmasai? And the truth is that if you examine the Mishnah more, you see that Rabbeinu Yoina really has a point, because what is the relationship between the actions and the chachma? Why is it that if my actions are more than my chachma, watch out for my chachma? What has it got to do with the chachma? What is really, you know, this is the example of one of those mishnayos that are so sweet and so inspiring that we don't think about it that much. Oh yeah, great, oh great. That's sweet. But ask yourself, this is a sugya, it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it's a Mishnah in Shas. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was misandered this Mishnah. We're lamdanim. What does one thing have to do with the other? He's mice of merubim mechachmasai. That means that he's doing more action somehow. Why is that chachmasai should be called shemaisav merubim mechachmasai? Mice of miskayemes. How does that impact his chachma? And if his chachma is more than his maisim, then his chachma is not miskayem. Why not? So Rabbeinu Yoina says a pshat, and he backs it up. He backs it up with a brisa in Avos de Rav Nosson. As you know, Avos de Rav Nosson is a large group of brisas. If you look in the Masechta Avodah Zarah, it has in the back Masechta Avos, and then behind that it has Avos de Rav Nosson. It's much longer than Pirkei Avos, and it's brisas based on the Seder of Pirkei Avos. So it has the same brisa, kol shemaisam ruben mechachmasi chamaisam miskayemes, in Avos de Rav Nosson as well, with an addition of three words. It says, kol shemaisam meruben mechachmasi chachmasi miskayemes, perek chof beis in Avos de Rav Nosson, shenemar naase v'nishma. Ooh, the pasuk says, naase v'nishma. It says, naase before nishma. Naase, we will do before we will hear. That means that we're doing before our chachma. So you see the concept, and certainly Chachmasai Miskayemes, Naase V'Nishma, was the prelude to the greatest infusion of Chachma in the history of Klal Yisrael for all time, of Maimon Har Sinai itself. So Naase V'Nishma is Maisav Merubim Mechachmasai. Now I ask you, the Klal Yisrael said Naase before Nishma. They said we will do before we will. That means that they were doing more actions than their wisdom? They weren't doing anything. They just said we will do and we will hear. What does that have to do with Maisav Merubim Mechachmasai? Says Rabbeinu Yoina, it must be that what Klal Yisrael did when they said Naase before Nishma, they didn't know what to do. They couldn't do Naase before Nishma. What they meant was, we are ready to do whatever you tell us. We're makabel al atzmeinu, we're makabel on ourselves with 100%, with every fiber of our being, that whatever is coming down the pike, we will do. Naase! We don't have to know anything first. We're committed to do. Okay, now we have to learn it. So you see that Maisav does not mean actions. It means a commitment to action. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, when the Pasuk says, Kol Shem Maisav Merubin Mechachmasai, Chachmasai Miskayemis, it means someone whose commitment to action, as I learn things, I'll do it. You should know that I personally have a certain sensitivity to this concept, just parenthetically. You know, we all have areas in tefillah or in different things that maybe we're not as medactic and as we should, or maybe we're not so sure of the halacha is. And a number of years ago, I started a seder in Shulchan Aruch with the Chavrusa. Because of a lot of my responsibilities and travel, I don't get to do it as much and as many hours as I would like, but we try to spend a few hours a week doing it, and we've been doing it for a couple of years. And the seder is that we learn Tor Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch with the Nisa Kalim, and Mishtabrua Bir Alacha Aruch HaShulchan. So we've been trudging along. Over the last about 5-6 years, we learned 130 simanim. Okay, over the summers, we get to do a little more. Sometimes it's very slow. Sometimes things take a long time. Took endless amount of the 130th siman is Nesias Kapayim. Neither of us are Kehanim. We're also not Svardim. We don't hear Nesias Kapayim every day. But it was still a very valuable and special limud. But I have this interesting thing that as I learn it, to me, I tell myself, okay, son and shine, that is the last straw. Once you learned it inside in Shulchan Aruch with the Nisa Kalim, then you got to do it. So now I'm learning Tachnun, and I find myself being more machbet about the halachas of Tachnun. You know, making sure, like, okay, I'm in a rush, or probably it's some kind of holiday today, you know, like, I find myself being more machbet, but in a way, it comes from this type of thing that I think that we could all connect to, like, I'm ready to do it as soon as the Chachma comes in. So as I learn through it, I try to increase, you know, at least on Siman 131, Kuf Lamed Aleph. In any event, Rabbi Nuyanis says that's what it means. If someone's actions are more than his Chachma, means his commitment to action is more than his Chachma. And as he becomes wiser, he does more. He accomplishes, his actions increase. Okay. That's a nice pshat. I hope that you're not buying it 100%. Because l'maisa, the Mishnah says, kol shemaisa merubim mechachmasi. The Mishnah says his actions are more. It doesn't say his commitment to action is more. It says his actions are more. I know, just as well as you do. Machshava tova, kodesh baruch hu mitzarfa l'maisa, I know. But l'maisa, the Mishnah, saying pashat pshat, the actions are more than the chachma. How does my commitment to action make my actions more than my chachma? I didn't do anything yet. No, like, come on. And also, still, my original question, how does it impact the chachma? How does it make me my chachma stronger? I want to tell you a mashal. Could be I learned this in a mimer from Rav Huttner. Could be. If it's not right, I'm not blaming him. But if it's right, I'm giving him the credit. Imagine this thing, okay? Let's say somebody hires you to fix their car. So you're getting paid to fix their car. Somebody asks you, why are you fixing his car? You say, because he hired me to fix his car. Let's say you're somebody's mechanic. He has a company, he hired you as his mechanic. Then if you're fixing his car, they say, why are you fixing his car? You don't say, because he asked me to. You say, because I'm the mechanic. Do you hear the difference? In other words, when I have a job, a certain job, so then everything that I do, I'm doing because that's who I am. That's my identity. When I don't have a job and you ask me to do something, so I'll evaluate if I should do it or not. I'll decide if I should do it. And if I do it, I'll do it because you asked me. But it's not because I am something. Some of you are familiar with my Tuesday morning Shalom Bayis share. So we've said this mashal several times, okay? This idea in different ways, but you'll recognize the idea, okay? I'm very passionate about this. If you would be walking down the street and some woman would come out of a house and say, excuse me, you look like a nice, fine Orthodox Jew. I just went shopping. I can't schlep all the packages in. Would you mind helping me unload my car? And you would say, of course, you would say, yeah, I'd be happy to help. And you help her unload her car. And someone stops you and says, you know, Ravasi, why are you doing that? You'd be like, because she asked me to. She asked me to unload her car, so I'm doing it. But if your wife comes home from shopping and she asks you to unload the car, and I ask you, why are you doing that? Because she asked me to is a poor answer. The answer is because I'm a husband, and that's what husbands do. It's what I am. It's my mitzias. The action is just coming out of what I am. I'm a husband. Husbands take care of their wives. It's what I am. It's my mitzias. It's my identity. For those who don't know, I have this scenario that I like to play out of the guy that who gets married and his wife wakes him up in the middle of the night and asks him to go downstairs and get him a glass of water. Okay? And you're trudging down the stairs. You should know that, well, there was one time that I was doing a Q&A about a year or two ago. You probably could find it online. And I was like, of course you go get the water, right? And then I continued with my mushel. And one kid there was like, why? Why should you get the water? Like, oh boy, we have a lot of work to do here. Okay, but we're past that, right? Of course, we're getting the water, okay? My wife wakes me up in the middle of the night and says, can you go downstairs and get a glass of water? We're getting the water, right? So I'm tapping you on the shoulder while you're going down the steps, and I'm saying, okay, where are you going? I'm going to get my, I mean, you're half asleep. I'm going, there's saliva coming down your chin. Where are you going? I'm going to get my wife a glass of water. Why are you doing that? So the worst possible answer is, if I don't, she'll kill me. Okay? That's a disaster. Okay? I feel bad for people that would have that answer. It might be true, and if all else fails, get the water, but it's not a good answer. The medium answer that people think is the best answer of all is, because I love her. I'm going because I love her. It's sweet. It's romantic. It's true. But it doesn't fully say why you're getting the water. First of all, when you woke up, trust me, when you woke up in the middle of the night and you're half asleep and you just fell asleep, you might not be feeling the full electricity of the love at that particular moment. And that's not the real answer. The real answer, and the answer of a real husband, is, why am I going downstairs? Because I'm a husband. And that's what husbands do. It's what I am. It's my mitzias. When Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, it wasn't just a commitment to action. It was, I am an Eved Hashem. That's what they were saying. I'm identifying myself with my service to Hashem. It's not just, oh, Hashem wants me to do something? Oh, well, tell me what it is. I'll tell you if I could do it. No. Doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter when it is. It doesn't matter how it is. Because this is not something that I'm doing, that I'm fitting into a schedule or it's part of my job. This is my etzem. This is what I am. And I have proof to you that this is the pshat. Because what happened in Shamayim when Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma? The Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Peches, says that a baskol came out, right? And a baskol said, Mi gila raze lebanai. Who revealed this secret to my children? Whose secret is it?
Malachim.
The Malachim. Raz shemalachei hashoreis mishtamshim bai. The secret that Malachim use. What are Malachim? What does the word Malach mean? It means a shliach. Malachim are Avdei Hashem. That's their whole mitzias. Like, you know from the Pesukim in Chumash Bereishis, that when a Malach does his shlichus, he's done. He's finished. It's his whole mitzias. He doesn't then go into retirement. Once he's finished his shlichus, there's no more Malach. His entire existence is his shliach. Klal Yisrael, when they said Nasa v'nishma, they were acting like the Malachim. They were saying, there's not... I want my own ears, okay? I heard this with my own ears. I saw it with my own eyes. Rav Shlomo Volba, the author of the Alei Shor, came to America when I was a young bacher, and he spoke in, I think, Yeshiva Brooklyn and in Flatbush, and and he said that before he went to the mirror, he was one person. He said, the old me was Nisraf, and I became a new person when I met Rabbi Yerucham. That's what he said. Like, he described this like transformative experience of like a whole new essence within him coming to life. When Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, it was like a new identity. Not I will do. We are avodim. Nasa without chachma is basically saying, I am whatever you ask me to be. I will do whatever you ask me to do. I will do it however you ask me to do it. I am an eved. Now think about it. Then I could say that your actions are more. Because the actions are just a yaitse apoyel of the fact, when I become an eved, that's all the actions. That's myself. That's all the actions. It's not something that comes out later. Right now, right here, when I say I am an eved, That includes when the husband stands under the chuppah, puts a ring on his wife's finger and says, Hareyat mikudeshes li, if he understands that this means that he will take care of her and care for her and love her and protect her, that moment, he became all of the actions that he will do after that, at that moment. Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma, which is also like a chuppah, as the psukim say and as Chazal say, Yoyim chupasei zu matan teira. It was also a moment where Klal Yisrael said, we are the avadim of Hashem. That includes all the actions. Now, the chachma of the Torah is not like a random chachma, that it depends how hard you work. And if you work really hard, you'll learn more. And if you don't work as hard, you'll learn less. The chachma of the Torah is about a relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's melame Torah la'amo Yisrael. That's why it says, yogata u'matzasa ta'amin. Yogata is to work hard, but matzasa means to find, like as if you found something. Because when we work hard in Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu whispers the Torah into our ears. As soon as Klal Yisrael said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are your avadim, Chachmasai miskemes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shared himself with them. And that's what it means, Kol Shemaisav Merubim Echachmasai, Chachmasai miskayemes. Rabbi Say, we take out the Sefer Torah, and we're walking with the Sefer Torah to the Bima, and we're about to hear the Chachma of the Torah. And this Chazal told us that we should say this tefillah called Brich Shmei. And we want to make sure that when we hear the Chachma of the Torah, it's going to be Miskayem. So what do we say? We say, Ano Avdo Dekudsho Berichu. I am an Ever Hashem. Nase. Disogidna Kameu Mikame Dikar Oiraisei. I bow before him and before the honor of his Torah. We say those words before we hear the Torah because we want to be Mekayim, Nasa V'nishma, every single time we take out a Sefer Torah and we hear Kriyas HaTorah. Is that not astonishing? We literally announce Nasa V'nishma, Ana Avda Dekut Shabrichu, I am an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're heading to Shavuos. Shavuos is such a profoundly special time, but sometimes we get lost in the details. Of course, Shavuos is about learning Torah. Of course, we try to learn more Torah on Shavuos. And we try to learn with more Hasmada on Shavuos. Of course, that's true. But there's an underlying sense of Kabbalah Satayrah on Shavuos that we declare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nasa V'nishma. And this happens in the lead up to Shavuos, that we declare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ana Avda Dekut Shabrichu, I am an Eved Hashem. I have a commitment to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever your Chachma teaches me, that's what I will ask, that's what I will act on. And in whatever tchum we are, we have in the room today, right now, all of you are Yoshvei Beis HaMedrash. Some of you already left the Beis Medrash, moving on with your lives, and some of you are still Isaac in the Beis Medrash. But we are all... We could all say Shasamta Chelkenu ben Yoshvei Beis HaMedrash. We're all part of the Chevra of the Yoshvei Beis HaMedrash. But in any area that we are, in any tchum that we're in, we can use the next few days to absorb, to decide, to focus on the fact that we're not serving Hashem because we made a decision to put on tefillin or to daven shacharis or to learn a seder. We're serving Hashem because we are the servants of Hashem. Ano avda dekut shabricha. We are, that's our identity. That's who we are. There's nothing else. Without our being avdei Hashem, we're nothing. This is our life. Kihem chayenu v'irech yomenu. This is our life. This is our joy. This is the heartbeat of everything that we are. So let's try to use the chizuk of being together in yeshiva, singing songs to Hashem, preparing for Yontif, to solidify the Ana Avda, I am a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yashikayach.